Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight's our special night to go to the Lightship for special healings. And if you're able, you may actually see the light beings there. This is creation energy itself that created you. Very, very wonderful. The light beings heal instantaneously. And you may find yourself in a much better health after this hour here. So again, there's nothing for you to do. You just sit back and relax. And we'll take you up to the Lightship. We'll do that probably within 10 minutes here. The first thing that I'd like to do is get rid of some entities that everybody has. These are like little Klingons, emotional bodies that attach to us. And they actually prevent our healings from occurring down here. And on the Lightship, you've taken up out of time. Remember your vibration. And the way it works is that when you're not here, remember you're turned off and on and off and on and off and on. When you're not here is when the Lightship takes you up. And you go up through a beautiful white light tunnel. I've had people actually comment on what they saw. And then people also say, yeah, when you start taking me up, which takes about 2 seconds, I actually feel my body change. And once you're on the Lightship, then you're at free choice for healings. You're there consciously, physically walking around. This is not just your spirit leaving like astral traveling or anything like that. You have your full clothes on. And you're on the Lightship because you're there completely out of time. And down here, you just feel like you're still here. You may feel your body move spontaneously throughout the session. And they never do anything against your free will. This is creation energy itself. It's not 3D UFOs that abduct people and cause problems. I won't go into that too far. This is pure light energy helping you. This is the same Lightship that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his miracle healings and teachings. So again, there's nothing for you to do. We're going to first do an entity release and just sit back and relax. If you wish to communicate with me during this process, you can click on the BBS Fast Chat. If you don't know where it is, just click on Creation Lightship Healing and scroll down. There's a Fast Chat button that you can click on. It says BBS Fast Chat underneath our hours. And there's also another way you can click on it underneath the light beam. That's about maybe an inch and a half down on your scroll bar. And you can click on that, too, to communicate. So here we go, releasing entities from everyone. We'll do this really quickly here to release them from you. We're working with the bottom of your feet, going up to your ankles, knees, waist, solar plex area, heart area, going up to your shoulders, up to your head. So we want to get all these out of you so that you can have a better healing. And here we go. They're being released right now. And they come to us because of normal fear and trauma that we experience. They get attracted to that. They live on your spiritual energy. And this is why if you're not home, who is? And it's probably them. And we can have hundreds, if not thousands, of these in our bodies, unfortunately. So here we go, they're being released from you now. And this whole program and show is about getting you more into your body with your spirit. This is the ascension process. If you're not in your body completely, then you're not going to be able to do the ascension. It's just straightforward. You have to be in your body 100%. Remember, you just can't take maybe your right eye and five fingers on your left hand and your big foot, big toe on your big foot. You have to be actually in your body 100% so that your spirit can re-energize your spiritual blueprint during ascension. There's so many false teachings out there now, it almost makes me sick about what people are talking about and having special energies from Egypt and healing rods and all different types of things that people are talking about, pendants, mantras, all this stuff. It does not help you at the ascension process because there's only two energies. There's the energy of heart energy from the Lightship, number one. The second energy is mind energy. And mind energy deals with everything that's being sold to people and talked about, typically about the ascension process, because they're not telling you the facts, and the facts are you have to be in your body 100%. Just being heart-centered, being nice to people, smiling a lot, having a cause in your life that's a heart-based cause, maybe you choose to do that. That's still wonderful, but it won't get your spirit fully into your body. That takes work on your part. You have to do the process to get rid of the emotional densities out of your emotional body from this lifetime in the past, and maybe some other clearings so that you can be fully in your body, so not just being heart-centered, but fully in your body to do the ascension process. So we're going to bring more of your spirit to you right now. Here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as you come in. I do a lot of counting. The reason is because you have to command the energy. And for myself, I'm a light being on the creation light ship. And this is my first incarnation in about 3,000 years here. And I'm here to help people. I came back to help people do the ascension process. So here we go. Coming back into your body now with your spirit. It'll come in whatever way it needs to. Normally through the crown or through your heart center. So here we go. Coming in. And then it'll also go to the different parts of your bodies where the entities have inhabited you for maybe days, if not years. Here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. Now we're going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. This will allow more of your spiritual energy to connect to your different energetic bodies. There's 108 of them that we need to work with. So here we go. Go into your heart center first here, moving that around, and you might actually feel the energy in your body shifting during these six chakra alignments here. It could feel like a little small earthquake inside of you as you feel energy moving. There we go. Heart center is perfect. Go into your throat chakras. And everything will work on the archives until we go to the light ship. Here we go, right there, perfect. Third eye, great. Okay, going down to your power chakra. Okay, great. Second chakra. And there's a lot of resistance there, so there's people online who have second chakra energies that aren't in alignment. There we go, perfect. And now we're going to your first chakra. Great. Okay. And now we're going to do an opening for everyone. This will help to bring more energy of healing into your body. Go into your heart center first. I use the word spin to increase it for you. We'll go body width. And if you wish to go more than that, just connect with your heart center and say, I want this to be opened up larger. And your spirit will know that, and you might want to go twice body width. But I normally go body width for everyone. So here we go. Heart chakra, using the word spin. Spin, 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 open. Yes, some are much more than body width here. Okay, and throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is going to take one of your energetic bodies, your mental body. This is what you may want to call your awakening consciousness, what you think with, the voice inside of your head. That's not your spirit. Remember, the mind will no longer exist during the ascension process. The mind is not of the light, okay? So this is what leaves you, and all you have left is heart energy. And this is what where we get into trouble here, working with the mind energy. The mind is a trap, and it keeps you out of your divinity. We're going to drop this down now. This is the reason for it, so that you can come right into your heart center, and then we'll go to the light ship after this here. So here we go, dropping down. Think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead. The first floor will be your heart center. And we'll drop down like an elevator from the 10th floor to the first, and I'll do it slow at first here. You might want to feel the energy moving. 10th floor, dropping down to the 9th, dropping to the 8th, and 7th, and 6th, and 5th, and 4th, and 3rd, and 2nd, and 1st. And again, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And moving down some more, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wonderful. So just stay there and connect with your spirit, and I'll see you back in about a minute here. Activate the beautiful light beam on your monitor. You can also bring up, if you wish, the Creation Lightship insignia. It's underneath the fast chat, if you wish. Or scroll down a little ways on your monitor. I believe it's there also. So we're going to energize these for you. And if this happens to be played on the archives, there will still be energy coming into your room, but you will not be on the light ship. And if you want to bring up this beautiful light beam, you can watch her change. Her eyes will become brighter. You're going to see white light coming out of her eyes. The rays around her forehead will change, and she'll become more three-dimensional. This will be a living photograph of her. People have commented they actually have seen her at times smile, and they felt the love energy just being poured into you from her. Remember that all these energies are heart-based energies, so not the mind energy. And unfortunately, most practitioners today are using mind energy, trying to find your parking place, using the battle of the minds to control your reality of consciousness, thinking that's what you have to do, that your spirituality is to work with the mind, to bring things into your life and to be a co-creator with God. This is what New Age metaphysics basically talks about. And unfortunately, they have the wrong information. The whole thing is to be centered completely in your heart, and then from there have your whole body become your spirit energy as you walk completely with your spirit fully in your body. And that's your light body, and it can show up quite nicely. So here we go. We're going to be going to the light ship now. Like I mentioned before, there's nothing for you to do. If you wish, you can bring up pets and animals, but not people. You have to be live on the show for me to connect with your energetic field right now. And here we are. We're connecting. The light beams are doing this, and you're connected now. Here we go to the light ship. And we're there now. We're having our body scan in the transporter room, and our animals and pets are now leaving us. We're going into the next room, which is the orientation room. This is where we're actually going to be talking to the light beams, either through mental telepathy or with human voice. And we're telling them what our problems are physically. This is a physical healing. And they're also telling us what they found wrong with us. You might have recall of this when you come back here, even maybe right now if I have any seers online. And there's all different types of beings there. Right now we're going down a long hallway. We all picked our own individual doctor teams. On the left side are the windows to the light ship. And the light ship is multidimensional. It does have physicality when you go to it. Other than that, it's invisible. And the windows to the light ship, you can look out and see the universe. Just sit back and relax. You might feel the wonderful love vibrations coming to you right now from the light beam on your monitor screen and or from the light ship itself as you're going back and forth continuously by locating to the light ship. On the right side are the walls to the light ship. There's a lot of doors there. There's plants. It's very homey. It feels very human-like as you walk down the corridor. If you wish to change colors of the floor or the walls or the ceiling, You can actually just put your finger and touch the wall, and that will connect, and you can just give your thought energies out, and it will be changed for you instantly. Now, what happened to you when you're in the transporter room, having your body analyzed, you actually were joined completely with your original spirit of creation. And this spirit now is with you 100%. You could call it you and your twin flame. You're joined together because you have to have 100% of you in your body for healing. And so they put both of you with you. And so on the light shift, you will get a 100% healing. Down here, it depends how much work you've worked on yourself. And if you have a lot of emotional density, the healings may not transform down here like they do on the light shift. It's nice to even walk around a little bit if you like, especially if you have like a back problem or maybe a muscle ache or something. You may want to twist and stretch and also comment during the session here for healing. Okay, the first room we're going into is a pretty standard room that I do all the time. This is the hot tub room. There's about 15 hot tubs on the light ship. They have different color gels and different frequencies in them. And if you happen to be a little cool in your body or cold, they can also, since we're in the winter time, you can request to have your body temperature increase slightly, and you will feel it down here. And somebody's asking if they got on the show late, that Chris, are you still being to the light ship? Yes, so you are. That is correct. So thank you for asking that, Chris. We're going into another room, and the hot tub is used to help to detoxify our body. The next room we're going into is a room that most people really love. If you've ever had pain in your body and you would like to have it released, they can do this for you right now. So again, request healing. Now, throughout this whole process, you're in many rooms at one time. I can only see one room because that's all they allow me to see. Sometimes I can actually see three or four at once, but it's hard to focus in on them. So this room here is a pain release room. And what I'd like you to do is to request healing for each room that you go into. And remember, the light only works in the now. And that means that every now moment is a new reality for yourself. Remember, you're being turned off and on continuously. So after you're turned off, your last thought creates your next reality of consciousness. And the light beings only see us as pure perfection energy. And we have to request healing because since we are living the way we are in a creation that we're in our body temple, everyone is perfect to them. So if we have a problem, we need to request healing and do this many times throughout this process here. I would request a healing and maybe wait about 15 to 20 seconds. If you can, if you have a problem that you know about that maybe is on the outside of your body or maybe an internal pain, then you're going to know if it's repaired or not or fixed. If you don't know, then just keep asking, but ask so that they can keep working with you. There are times where I have seen people on the light ship. They have the idea like muscle builders, you know, no pain, no gain. Or maybe they just don't want to have a complete healing because they want to suffer through their process. They have the belief in karma that you have to figure out how and why you receive something in your life. And so the light ship says, okay, if you only want half your pain released from you or half of a healing, we'll do that. We'll oblige you perfectly fine. They'll never go against your thinking and free will of what you wish to have manifested. And they have actually taken healings away from people because it was too good for them on the light ship. So hopefully I don't have anybody on the show like this up on the ship right now, but remember, it's your free choice of what you want to do. So I just wanted to include that so you understand how the light ship works. Going on to another location. And they're going to start to work with our vertebrae right now, up and down our spine. What I'd like you to do, if you're able to, if you have a problem, put your hand there. A lot of people like doing that. And that will also signal to them that you have a problem there, too. And just request inside of your head the problem that you're having. Remember, most people on the planet are still based in their head as far as their communication. So that's where your speaking, your talking is. So as you get more advanced, we'll say you're going to be able to have your whole body resonate with the words that you're saying. because then you're pure spirit, and this is the way it gets transmitted. This is how heart healings work. Your whole being resonates with heart energy. Otherwise, it just resonates with your head and your vocal cords. So here we go. We're in this beautiful room now where they're working on our vertebrae. They're going to do a strengthening of the back right now for everyone. I see them working on your muscles. They're moving the vertebrae over a little bit if you have a problem. And they can also work on disc. So again, you want to request healing. If you don't know what your problem is, just make it real simple. Say, my back hurts. Or my right shoulder hurts, okay? And they'll look at it and see what they can do for you. Right now they're doing a rib cage adjustment to us. This is quite interesting. A lot of people actually feel the rib cage change slightly. We had one person who wanted to look a little more buff, so they actually increased his rib cage out about 1 inch in his body. And he really loved that. So if your rib cage has a problem, maybe you were in a car accident and it got shifted over to one side, then they can actually correct that for you. Just request it right now. Okay. They're going to work with your lungs and your heart. And when they do this process, what they're going to do is relocate your lungs and your heart inside of your body. This is pretty neat because you can sometimes actually feel those two or three organs actually move. They're moving your stomach around right now just slightly, and also your kidneys and your liver. They're making more room for you to breathe. It's like everybody to take a deep breath right now and kind of monitor and just see how much air you're taking in. Then I'd like you to check that maybe in a couple of minutes or so. If you had a problem breathing in the past, maybe take a deep breath every maybe 20 seconds or so, and indicate how much better it is. I like to have people, when I do one-on-one healings, I say, okay, 10 is bad, 1 is good. What number are you? Ask your body. And they'll say, well, I feel like I started with an 8, and through the process of some of the healings, maybe within 5 or 10 minutes, they say, no, I'm down from an 8 down to a 6. And I say, okay, another 2 minutes of healing. Are you now at a 5? They go, yes, I'm at a 5. And this is how the light chip knows what is happening to you. So you may want to do the same process. Remember, 10 is bad, 1 is good. And just request inside of your head what you want to have worked with. Right now we're going into another room. This is a wonderful room. And this is a large swimming pool. And we have the dolphins again coming to us. There's 3 of them. And what you can do also, if you want to really have a nice experience, is we'll bring in the dolphin energy down here for us to sample. And you're in this beautiful liquid light energy water that's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And what we're going to have you do is put your hand out in front of you right now. And you're going to notice that after it goes about a foot away from your body, it will stop automatically. And this is because you're actually touching the dolphins on the light chip. And move your hand from left to right and up and down. And you're probably going to feel little bumps on your fingers as you go over the skin. For me, it's very, very slick, but I can feel the texture of their skin. It feels a little bit spongy to me. What you can also do now is move around to the front of one of the dolphins. And you can be in front of where its nose is and look into its eyes. That's quite remarkable. If you wish to go for a ride on the top of one, you could ask. They may let you do that. So you're in the dolphins, with the dolphins right now. And I put some music on so you can have this beautiful experience. It's quite exciting. And I hope we have some seers on the line who can actually see this here. Thank you. another room on the light ship here. And they're showing me the room with the rainbow energy. So we're in this room with the beautiful colored frequencies. And what we have around us is different swirls of light, different colors, and these lights will actually do some healing work with this also. Another room we're going into is a room which has like floating magnets. They look like Oreo cookies. Some look like small donuts. And they're starting to align with us right now. We're levitating in this room. And we're on our back looking straight up. And you're seeing probably a couple hundred of these little floating magnets come around you. And they kind of flicker, shift back and forth, vibrate. And you may start to feel your body down here resonating and vibrating with this wonderful energy. This will help to align your body energetics. Going into another room. And this room is one of the ascension rooms that we normally go to on Saturday. In fact, we're having a special conference call this coming Saturday, a week from today, February 23rd. It's a four-hour call. This is one of the rooms we normally go into, so we're in this room right now. This is a room where the masters are. Normally we have Melchizedek and Metatron here, and they're going to do some special healing with us, and you're going to actually see, if you're a seer, these wonderful Merkabas coming to us here, the Star of David, that are spinning, and they're going to start to unite with all of the cells of your body. And this is a very sacred room, and this helps to also realign your spiritual blueprints of who you are. And we're working with our body right now up there. Our spirits are already 100% whole and complete. Nothing's wrong with our spirits. And we're having this wonderful healing. We're going into another room. And this room is where the wonderful females are going to be working with our feet and also our shoulders. So the females come once in a while. Normally it's all male light beams. They all come in groups of three. And the females will start to do like a toe massage. So if you have maybe shoes on, you might want to just take them off. And maybe even your socks. It depends what temperature it is, you know, where you are. And kind of wiggle your toes a little bit. You may start to feel energy on your shoulders as they start to work with you. And you'll probably become very relaxed in the next 5 minutes. Going into another location. And this is where they work inside of our mouth. They're going to be checking out our lungs and also our stomach. But mainly this room is where they work with our teeth and look for cavities. If you have TMJ or something, a jaw problem, you can also request healing. I've seen them actually, reform jaws for people so that they could move their mouth very easily. So do request whatever you may need wrong, what's wrong with you, so that you can have a healing here. I'm going to put some music on, just kind of focus on inside of your mouth. For me, my saliva is getting very thick right now, so I know that they're working on me. This could be happening to you too. And I'd like everyone just to enjoy this wonderful experience on the light ship. You're in many rooms at one time. And again, just please keep requesting your healing and allow these wonderful beings to help you. Sylvia's talking about, the amber blood that's put into us. It's a golden blood on that we do on the four-hour conference call. It's just incredible. Your body feels complete change in energy. We're going into another location. And this location is the room that I call the centrifuge room. So what I'd like you to do right now is to think of a problem that you're dealing with. It could be an addiction. It could be a physical problem. And think of it right now. And this is going to help you down here to release the emotional energy on that issue that will help you have a little better healing on the light ship. Remember, the light ship does the healing, but as you come back, if this density isn't released from you, it may not take place. So here we go. I'm going to just start doing some clearing here for everyone. So here we go. We're in the centrifuge room. If you're brand new to the show, this room has mirrored panels on the wall. They're about 3 inches wide, and the room begins to spin. And you're in this room right now. And it will take away thought forms that are stored in your body. And they leave you like a little cloud going into the wall. And what I want to bring you in here, down here for us, is the energy of lack. And this lack energy resonates to everything that is not of the light or negative thought patterns, addictions, etc. And so what you can do now is think of your pattern that you're dealing with, your illness, and we're going to bring in the lack energy. And you're on the light ship having this wonderful healing right now, and also in many, many rooms. So here we go. So lack energy, so stronger, 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 stronger. You should feel your body changing frequencies right now as these patterns are leaving you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're still in that room. And now we're going to go into a special room on the light ship. Not that their ones are special more than others, but this one here is where they have oxygen therapy. And this oxygen therapy, you're going into a large chamber. It's clear, it's circular, you're sitting down in it, and they're going to be putting oxygen into your body under pressure. And this will help you with your circulation and give your cells in your body more oxygen. We're also in another container. This is like a large, kind of like a can in a sense. It's all silver, very, very shiny. It's full of like bubbly water, much like, we'll just say like Alka-Seltzer, we'll say. And we're in this right now. And so you might feel your body tingle. And we're going to bring in a new oxygen down here for us to experience. We'll bring in oxygen number 33. There's many different types on the light ship that we can breathe. And we'll bring in number 33 for us to sample. So here it comes. I'm bringing it in. And I'll count to 10. It'll be with you. And take some nice deep breaths and just see how this oxygen feels for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now you should be in your room and just take some deep breaths. All of these are a little different. There's many different types on the light ship. We're also in the room now where they're working with our eyes and our ears and our sinuses. So you can request healing if you need that done also. If not, they do what they can for you up there. They'll keep working on you. Remember, you're up there also asking for healing, too. I see them working on knees right now, so somebody must have a knee problem. I'm looking at, it looks like both knees right now are having trouble, so that's what they're working on. We're going to bring in oxygen number 19. So you can sample number 19. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This one feels a little thinner to me. And they all do different things to our body for healing. We're in another room where they're working with our central nervous system. And they're now starting to work with our hip joints. And also we have our feet and our hands in some special solution. You might just see how much more relaxed your body is right now. The females are still doing some neck massage, back massages to us, and working with our feet, massaging our toes. So you're probably about half relaxed. You might be falling asleep. I don't know, but everyone has their own experiences. Okay, and we're now going into another room. And this room is where they have a large crystal geode. This is the amethyst crystal geode. Very beautiful. We're bringing that energy down here for us to experience. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and it's here, stronger. Now let's talk about the four-hour ascension call that we're having a week from today. It starts at 1 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. It's 4 hours in length. We do water charging, 7 gallons of water. That's at the very end of the call, and that way you have divine drinking water for 7 days. Each bottle is designed to be drinking in sequence, and they put in special light codes into you with this special water. And also the water beings that charge it up, like the dolphins or the whales, there's many different types. The swans, people actually feel them around them when they're drinking the water the next day or the day that they're drinking the water. If you have extra water, you can put it in your bath water. People do that a lot. The cost on this special call is only $60, and it's very, very nice because you have the drinking water afterwards. The time, which may seem like a lot to be on the telephone for 4 hours, normally you get a speakerphone, goes by very, very quickly. For myself, it feels like about between 20 minutes to 30 minutes in length. And I'm always kind of sad when the time starts coming to the 5 o'clock hour, my time, for the four-hour call, and it's over. I'm all charged up, and so are the people. They really don't want to get off the telephone. So this is a very nice call. I do these once a month, and this month it happens to be on the last Saturday. Normally it's every third Saturday of the month. If you wish to get on the call, just give me a telephone call or an email and just request that, and just send me a check. You can go to my website, creationlightship.com. Go to the donation page, and it gives the information on who to make the check out to, which is ET Healing Clinic, and the address. And it's as simple as that. And then I'll get back with you as soon as I can and give you the phone number to call in on with the PIN number. And everybody who gets on the call just loves it. I mean, it's like what you're doing right now, but it's much more of it. And what happens is the longer you're on the light ship, the more work they can do with you. And so if you've been on this call before, the four-hour call, you know that. If you're brand new to BBS Radio, you will notice as you come on each show afterwards that you start feeling better and better. I have people who've been on the show for about a year's time, and they come to all of my shows 4 days a week because it uplifts them. And they're not the same person who they used to be, a year ago. And I could almost swear everybody listening who have been on at least maybe 3 or 4 of these calls that know that's true. Because you're dealing with creation energy itself, and this is what created you, and it's here to help you. We're going into another location. We're going to do an aura cleansing right now, and we'll have the water from the amethyst crystal geode come down, and it's going to be cleansing our auric field. So you may feel your body being cleansed. You may feel energy around you moving. It's very, very nice. We're going into another room, and let's see where they want to take us. This is a room for joints, okay? So if you have a problem with the joints, maybe arthritis or something, request a healing, and you may find that your joints are becoming lubricated more and more. This is another special room that they have just for that. We're also going into a room where they're doing some type of adjustments to the top of our head, to the place of our head, so you might feel energy moving there. And another room we're going into is a room where they're working with our internal organs. So again, request your healing. I will put another song on for you to experience here, so you can just sit back and relax and just kind of focus on your body. You might want to check out your joints. You may want to get up and walk a little bit to actually experience how you're feeling. See if any aches or pains have left you. Another location, and this location is another large swimming pool, and we're in the water. Let me see who wants to come to do some healing work with us. Oh, it's the seals. Seals are very playful, long whiskers. If you wish to touch your skin, you can again, like we did with the dolphins. So we're going to bring in the seal energy, and here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger. Yep, here they are. And stronger. So again, just kick back and relax. If you want to put your hand out in front of you, you're going to be able to feel these beautiful energies of the seals. They're very, very playful. Now, again, I'll put some music on for you to experience this and just kick back and have an awesome experience with these wonderful seals. They're very playful. They like to, in a sense, swim around us. They do figure eights. You may feel your body kind of getting happy. Wonderful. the seal's great. And we also do a lot of absentee healing for people, people who just maybe can't be on the phone for the full amount of time or that at all. So if you're interested still in going up to the light ship, I do absentee healings where we actually put your name down on a piece of paper, and when I start the call, you're up on the light ship. And people do actually feel that energy moving through them throughout the 4 hours of time. Okay, we're going to go to another special room. And this room is what the light ship created for me. This is the extension to my light chamber down here, the light infusion chamber. We're going there for about 15 seconds, and you can actually feel the energy. Going into it right now. I'll be in New York in probably about a month and a half. If you live in that area back east, you may want to come and actually come into the light infusion chamber. It puts in pure light energy into your body. You might be feeling that right now. And here we go. We'll be at the New Life Expo. And it'll be the first few days of, the last weekend of March. There we go. Okay, now we're leaving this light infusion chamber. For myself, my body got very energized. You may have got energized yourself. It's a complete awesome experience. And we'll be doing pendant and jewelry charging also. So hopefully we have some people back east who are listening who may want to come to that. So this is what I'll be doing back there, plus a lot of physical healings. We're now going into another location on the light ship. And this room is a room where the masters are. And right now there are 20 of them that are showing up to do some healing work with us. They may not be known to us down here. Maybe at masters elsewhere. There are some that have visited this planet. Jesus is one of them. So we're in the room right now. And we're levitating, and they're doing some healing work with us. So you might actually feel different vibrations pulsating in your body. So again, I'll just put some music on so you can experience this wonderful healing session. And I'll see you back in about a minute here. Remember, keep requesting your healings. going into one other room. And this is a very special room. This is where you were created. So we're going to have you experience your spirit again here. It's already with you, but it's going to walk into you down here. And we're on the light shift now, and you're going into a room, and as you look across the wall, you're going to see your beautiful divine spirit there. And I'll count to 10 as you come into yourself here. So again, you may feel your vibration change completely. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just put some music on still, let you experience this for about a minute also. It's a very sacred place. People will start crying once they feel this energy come into them. Very, very special. To be doing special healings in the light infusion chamber. If you're interested, you can contact me. There'll be a special session just for that. And this actually programs light frequencies into every one of your cells. It's quite an awesome experience. If you were a feeler tonight, you just felt what it feels like to have 15 seconds of the energy. It's quite wonderful. It was a great success at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. People just loved it. So we're now going to be coming back from the light ship, and we're going into the orientation room where you're thanking the doctor teams for working with you. They're telling you what they found wrong with you, if anything, and how much they've helped you. This may be recorded with you consciously. And the healings are taking place between you and them, and they're in charge of the healings here. So we're going into the next room, which is the transporter room, where you're being joined if you brought any animals or pets up. We're getting ready to come back down, and we're coming down right now. And now we're here. So that was, for me, a wonderful experience, a wonderful evening. I do one-hour conference calls on the light ship for healing. You may wish to do that. It's only $20 on Mondays and Fridays. On Wednesdays, we have a special water charging presentation. It costs $60 for the whole month. You do four consecutive Wednesdays, and you have water for each day of the week for 28 days. So it's just wonderful. So I guess I'll be signing off here. And remember, if you wish to get on the conference call, just contact me. It's a week from today, 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you like what you've experienced now, I recommend highly to get on that call. This is for ascension preparation. And the whole thing about the light ship is so you can get into your body more fully, so you can do the body transformation for ascension. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. If you're back in New York, good night to all of you, because it's very late. And anywhere else, good night to all of you, and blessings.